Here with Cooper Griffith, Scott City Beaver, another Scott City selection, 10 straight selections in the last 11 years, and he'll be participating in the Kansas Shrine Bowl coming up July the 30th in Emporia. Cooper, I know you're getting ready to go here for the Shrine Bowl here. I guess, what's it like to be a member of the Shrine Bowl, be another Scott City Beaver being a part of that Shrine Bowl?
It's a huge honor, obviously. You know, first of all, just carrying on the tradition of Scott City football and having Scott City football represented at the Shrine Bowl, so that's an awesome deal. And, you know, also what the game means to, you know, what it supports those kids at the Shriner Hospital. You know, we'll get to spend a whole day with those kids, and I've had past players tell me it's just completely life-changing, so I'm very excited for it.
You know, and that's what the Shrine Bowl is all about, the kids, of course, that are in the Shriners hospitals. And what have some of the, maybe the past players from Scott City or maybe some others that you know, what have they told you about this week-long experience?
They say it's a great experience. You know, first of all, you're playing with some of the best players all around the state, and you're no longer their opponents anymore. You become teammates with them. So, but then that day where we spend time with the Shriner Hospital kids, you know, they say it just really makes you thankful for what you have and the gifts you do have. You know, those kids, yeah, some of them are missing legs and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's the true purpose of this game, is going out there and playing for those kids, because those kids can't do that.
You'll be on the West squad, of course, there, and there's going to be a couple of kids that you on the squad that you played against and you had success against. What's that going to be like when you guys are going to be all on the same team? Have you had a chance maybe to talk to some of the other teammates on the West squad this year?
Oh, yeah, a few. You know, Rudzik and Teeter, they'll both be down there. And, you know, after football season, everything like that ended, you know, it's just kind of a mutual respect for each other, you know. You're not so much opponents anymore. You know, we were rivals throughout high school, but no, I've been able to talk to him, so I'm really excited for that. You know, I think we have some good players representing Western Kansas, so, you know, far out west. Some of those west schools are pretty far east to us, like Wichita and all that, but that'll be a good experience playing with those guys. You know, my dad actually told me the roster came out, and I don't know if they flipped a coin or what, but Rudzik is 32, and I got to keep 33. So,
well, as you take a look at it, you're going to be donning the Beaver Blue helmet one more time at Emporia coming up the 30th of July. And, you know, reflecting back, what a career you had at Scott City. You had almost 2,600 yards rushing, a ton of touchdowns rushing, and also you had four interceptions, I think it was, and one pick six, and had a lot of tackles, around over 400 tackles in your career that I can remember. I guess reflect back on the playing days as a Scott City Beaver.
Oh man, I'll remember those days forever. You know, the teammates I had throughout all that, and you know, just the games we played. I want to give a ton of credit to my coaches and my teammates, and Coach O'Neill especially. You know, other than my parents, you know, there's not a single person who has had a larger impact on my life. So, but, you know, I wouldn't be able to go out there and represent Scott City if it wasn't for those guys. You know, they make me look better than I probably am, truthfully. You know, just with our great coaching staff and great players playing alongside me.
Well, of course, you have signed in February with Fort A State. Going to go play linebacker there for the Tigers there, and you're going to report pretty quickly after the Shrine Bowl. And what's the things that you're looking forward to the most when you get to Hayes?
You know, I'm just looking forward to playing again. You know, I'm redshirting my first year, so it'll be a while before I actually get to suit up for a game. But just to get back there and start practicing again and all that. Obviously, it's going to be an adjustment at first, just with going to college and all that, and you know, the competition just within the practice on the practice field and everything. You know, it's going to be a lot. I mean, there's full grown men out there and everything. So, I'm glad I'm redshirting this first year. Give me a year to grow up a little bit, but I'm really excited. I'm happy with my choice with Fort Hayes, so yeah, I'm really excited to get out there.
How tough will it be not being able to compete in your first year?
Oh, that'll be tough, you know, but you know, I did it my freshman year of high school. I broke my hand, so you know, that year I only got to suit up for about half of the games, no JV games. So, you know, I was just getting in there whenever we were up by 45 points, you know. So that'll be a little tough. But like I said, you know, the competition is just going to be so much stiffer. And I think I'm definitely going to need that year to grow up. So.